And the sun was there, and it was shining full brilliancy, and then it started to spin. And as it spun, it would shoot off the color blue, and everything was illuminated in the color blue, and then it would change to the color red, and everything was illuminated to color red, and it went through several color changes, and then it started to dance in the sky, and then it crashed to the earth. And I left a lot of this story out, and it stopped before it hit the earth, of course. But between 50 and 100,000 people went face down in the mud because they thought the sun was going to hit the earth, and it stopped. And they got up, and suddenly they heard a wind, but they couldn't feel the wind. The leaves on the trees weren't shaking. They could just hear a wind. And they looked down, and they were dry, and the ground was dry. And that was the miracle, with some parts left off. Now, at that time, Portugal was a communist country, and it, through this period of growing interest in these apparitions on the 13th of the month, the communists tried to prevent the children one time from going to meet with the Virgin Mary. And because of that, they had reporters from every newspaper in Portugal, communist newspaper, of course, there to write down what really took place so they could debunk this story of a miracle. And if you want to hear the testimony that I just gave you, you can go back into those communist newspapers from October 1917, and they describe it. Even these communist reporters that knew that they were writing a story that the communist government did not want to hear, it took place. Now, the significance of that is this, that these three children that were receiving these communications received three secret messages. And they all had to do with communist Russia. And what you need to understand, I mean, we're really condensing this down quickly. These were messages concerning the demise of communism. It was a call for the Pope to have what they call a conclave, where he called all the bishops together and the cardinals and dedicate Russia to the Virgin Mary. And if a Pope would do this, then Russia would be converted to Mary, and Russia would not perpetuate its errors throughout the world. Now, what you need to bear in mind here is the errors it's talking about is the errors of communism. And when did the errors of communism begin in Russia? 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution. These predictions were taking place at the very birth of Russia. So these are predictions about what was going to take place before Russia was even on the scene of history, right at that very time. In fact, the same month, it's sometimes not called the Bolshevik Revolution, it's called the October Revolution. Right at that month, that year, these three messages were given to Catholicism about how to stop the spread of communist Russia. But if a pope should choose not to call this gathering of cardinals and bishops and dedicate Russia to the Virgin Mary, then there would be a cataclysmic end of this century that would usher in the millennium of peace.